today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, dear brothers, dear sisters, Salamun Alaikum, you are welcome to another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. As usual, we choose an interesting topic to speak about. For today, we have forgiving and, of course, forgetting in the view of Islam. But first, we look at the calendar. On 26th of the month of Shaban, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 17th of Isfand, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 7th of March, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is chapter Al-Imran, verse 133, and the important point of it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Wasari'u ila maghfiratin min rabbikum wa jannah. وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ
And hasten to forgiveness from your Lord, and a garden as wide as the heavens and earth, prepared for the righteous.
لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
In this verse, the effort and endeavor of good doers is likened to a spiritual race, the goal of which is forgiveness of Allah and the eternal blessings in heaven. Since attaining any spiritual rank is not possible without being purified from sins by His forgiveness, the goal of this spiritual race firstly is forgiveness and secondly is heaven. Then at the end of the verse, it clearly declares that His heaven with its wonderful splendor has already been prepared for the pious ones.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran.
شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً نورت دربي شكراً يا ربي
We're speaking about forgiving and forgetting. Prophet of Islam, Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, said, Do not harbor or grudge against one another, nor jealousy, nor enmity, and do not show your backs to another and becomes as fellow brothers and slaves of Allah. It is not lawful for a Muslim to avoid speaking with his brother beyond 3 days. As mentioned in the hadith on the forgiveness, we see this essential virtue in the sublime character of the blessed Prophet Muhammad. We have heard many prophetic traditions in regards to his ultimate forgiveness and how that attribute eventually results in a rewarding spiritual outcome. Even when non-Muslims disrespect him, he showed no grudge. Instead, he was patient and always kind to them, which led all of those he affected to become virtuous Muslims in the world. Subhanallah. Indeed, forgiveness is a virtue for the brave and patient, and we should strive toward becoming forgiving Muslims, although it could be truly difficult sometimes.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. This is Ali, and we are going to talk about the essence and importance of forgiveness. So what is the best possession and wealth with regard to our discussion that is forgiveness? Humans have two attitudes towards money and monetary issues and fall into two categories. The first group consists of those who earn wealth and keep it for themselves. This attitude spells doom for humanity. The Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, whoever devotes himself to hoarding wealth and prefers it over everything else will be destroyed. The second group consists of people who put money into circulation and do not cause it to stagnate. They see their wealth as flowing water. Putting money into circulation can be of two types. Sometimes money circulates, but not with forbearance, like all cases related to buying and selling. What happens in the market is that money circulates, but no one shows forbearance towards money or goods. The second type occurs when money circulates, but nothing is received in return. This situation only refers to one quality, that is generosity. A generous person performs several good deeds. First, they work hard and use their strength to engage in productive activities. Second, their effort leads to earning income. Moreover, they do not prevent money from circulating. Rather, they earn with one hand and give with the other hand. The next form is that the money they donate is without expectation of return, not receiving anything in exchange. In other words, generosity means not obstructing the flow of money, not causing it to stagnate, not hoarding it, and allowing money to come from one direction and go to another direction with forbearance.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun shining with light, be like a rose spreading fragrance in every part.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain, pouring all your love to every soul.
How to forgive someone. One way can be making dua for you and others. The experience of forgiveness in Islam is supposed to be wholesome, selfless, and a liberating journey. If someone has hurt you so badly, no words could describe the pain you're going through, then it is best to make dua for yourself and for those who have hurt you. Before you rush into making dua to pour your heart out to Allah, please do not make dua against the person who has hurt you. Instead, work on beautifying your character so that Allah protects you from all evil desires and emotions that can serve a relationship. O Allah, I seek refuge in you from evil character, evil actions, and evil desires. Perform ablution and stand up in prayer and ask from Allah the Almighty to grant you the strength and mercy to forgive others.
Oh,
rush to forgive. The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, said, "The person in whose heart there is rancor against his Muslim brother will not be pardoned. The reason forgiving is so difficult is that it hurts. It is challenging to feel compelled to draw closer to someone who has hurt you, especially by forgiving. Forgiving in Islam doesn't mean that we are not allowed to feel or acknowledge that hurt, and it entails that we see a great purpose and the bigger picture. Learning to adopt a forgiving nature will only help us. It does not mean we're allowing ourselves to be taken advantage of, since the decision is with complete awareness and intent to please Allah. It means we can see a greater value in learning to forgive and let go them to in holding."
You know, Yusuf alayhi salam's brothers, who caused so much pain to the family for so many years. And finally, when the family is reunited, they apologize for everything that they did. They apologize. Now, you know, istighfar to Allah is different from asking another human being to forgive. When Allah forgives, and if you Allah accepts your tawbah, all your past is removed. Everything is gone. But if you've been hurting me for 10 years, and then you came and said sorry, and even if I cried and I forgave you, does that mean I forgot those 10 years? No. Is the memory sometimes come back and hurt me again? Sure. Is it gonna recur? And you say, "No, I thought you forgave me." No, it doesn't work that way. Because human beings are not capable of forgiving other human beings in the same way that Allah can forgive. The forgiveness of human beings is something else, and the forgiveness of Allah is something else. And sometimes human beings aren't even able to forgive. As a matter of fact, their father, Yaqub told them, "Sawfa astaghfiru lakum Rabbi." I can't even ask Allah to pray. I'm not even going to pray for you right now. I will though. But not right now. Right now I'm still in a very bad mood. So in other words, he couldn't get himself to make immediate istighfar for them, for his own sons. You find the case of Muhammadur Rasulullah, rahmatan lil alameen, a mercy, loving mercy for all of humanity, all people. His own uncle, when he was killed in battle, and Hind did what heinous crime she did, she chewed off of his corpse. Later on, Hind became Muslim. But the Prophet couldn't face her. He couldn't see her. Because what she's done is left too much of a scar. There's a ghil there, there's a feeling there that you can't just get rid of. So this happens. And the reason I wanted to bring this to your attention is sometimes these feelings are like that nail that got drilled into the armor. Or you feel like you have to hold on to that grudge or that feeling or that protectiveness. You want to keep a distance from a person like that because you feel that if you let your guard down, that you'll get attacked again. That you'll be hurt again. So it becomes sort of a self-defense mechanism for you. And even though, you know, when we don't understand these things, we come to people that have suffered years of abuse or that have been wronged in the most terrible of ways, and we just tell them, just forgive, it's okay. Well, you don't know what the depth of the problem is. And, you know, we can encourage each other to forgive, but actually only Allah Azza wa Jalla knows who is capable and who is not capable.
Forgiving and forgetting, we should know more and more, and of course practicing them. So inshallah, we follow this interesting and necessary topic on the next episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. So follow us on parstoday.ir, the tab Call of Islam. The archive of all the programs are there. Please find today's special. Thank you very much and have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami. علي إمامي.
لا إله إلا الله، الله ربي،
محمد نبي، علي إمامي.
لا فتى إلا علي، علي إمامي، علي إمامي، علي إمامي.